I did it. is asked by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is told to go up to the mountain, and it's almost a repeat of what happened to Aaron HaKohen. And it seems at that moment that Moshe is being asked to return his soul to his maker. Told me that in Parashas Pinchas. And at that moment, Moshe, the only time in the Torah it says, Vayidaber Moshe al Hashem. Moshe spoke to Hashem. It's a lashon, Vayidaber is a lashon kasha. Usually it's always Hashem speaking Vayidaber. And it's the only time it says, Vayidaber Moshe al Hashem. And Moshe sort of stands up and says, one second. We have to appoint a successor. My time has not yet come if we haven't yet chosen a successor. And he uses a lashon and calls a Kadosh Baruch Hu Elokei Haruchos. Also, the only time in Torah that lashon is used, Elokei Haruchos. And Rashi comments there, Elokei Haruchos. Why is a Kadosh Baruch Hu called Elokei Haruchos, the God of the spirits, of the winds, whatever, however you translate that in English, doesn't really translate. And it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is someone, Kivayachal, who's able to, there's so many different people in the world, so many different deos in the world, so many different opinions, and yet a Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to be so well, is able to have the patience and sort of create space, if you would use a term that's very popular today, create space for all these different opinions, all the different people, Elokei Haruchos, that he's able to sort of create a ruach around all the different opinions that there are. Just like all the people look different, everyone looks different, so everybody has a different opinion. And then, when he talks about Yoshua, who he chooses, who he wants to be his successor, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choose Yoshua. Yoshua ish asher ruach bo, it's called. The man who is the man of spirit, Elokei Haruchos, and then ish asher ruach bo, right? Very parallel language. And Rashi there says, ish asher ruach bo, that he's able to stand up keneged ruach, the ruach of each person. I would read it to you in the Rashi, I just can't see in this light. So Rashi says that appoint Yoshua, who is able to sort of stand up to everybody. It seems like a contradiction. He's praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Elokei Haruchos, one who's able to sort of absorb and sort of take in all the different opinions, all the different deos that there that exist in the world. And then he's saying, appoint Yoshua to be the leader because he's somebody who's going to stand his ground against all the different opinions and all the different sort of winds of change that exist in the world. How do we reconcile this stira? Shouldn't he, as soon as he exemplify a Kadosh Baruch Hu, one who's been so well, all the different opinions, isn't that, wouldn't that be the proper characteristic of a leader, one who exemplifies a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And yet it seems that he's asking to be chose Yoshua, who is just the opposite of what he's praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And yet the same term is used also, okay, Ruchos Isha Sheruach Bo. So it's explained that we are a people of spirit. Jewish people are a people of spirit. Once a number of years ago, my aunt was traveling. She was on a trip. I think they were in Spain. And was traveling, actually back to America, where she lives. Her and her husband were traveling, and she had an emergency situation. She started to hemorrhage, and similar, we had a similar situation. Anyways, they called it for a doctor. They called for a doctor, and no, there was no doctor on the plane. Anyone with any medical experience, and there wasn't even an EMT, but there was someone who had a nurse came to the back of the plane. But she was her mom's life was in danger, and the nurse happened to be a nun, sister. The whole, you know, right out of Sound of Music. And she saved my aunt's life, this woman. She said my uncle was there, you know, clearly religious Jew, and she kept on saying to him how much she loves the Jewish people. And said, what is it about Jewish people that you find so special? He goes, they're people of spirit. People of spirit. After that Shabbos, he was called to the Torah, and because he wanted Aliyah, because he wanted to bench Gomel, thanking Hashem for saving his wife's life. It happened to turn out as Parsha Pinchas, and the Parsha that he was called up to is this particular Aliyah, and Elokea Ruchos, and then Yoshua Isha Sheruach Bo, people of spirit. Yoshua's greatness. And it was the reason he was chosen, while not a stira, is that person, especially, we live in a time where we're supposed to honor every opinion. There's no right or wrong in the world anymore. People can decide on their own what kind of gender they are, and you have to respect it. People can decide we live at what's called the age of postmodernism, where basically everybody is right, nobody is wrong, and you're supposed to accept that. But a leader in this world, leader of Jewish people, and really any leader, but certainly the Jewish people, is someone who has to stand up for what's right and what's wrong. And even if it's not going to necessarily be the popular opinion, he has to stand up. That's Isha Sheruach Bo. He has a spirit within him that can with strength. At the same time, Elokei Ruchot is that you don't have to. It doesn't mean you don't have to like the person. You can still be sovel other people's opinion, even if you believe that they're 100% wrong. They're 100% wrong. I'm not going to change my opinion. My opinion is going to stand, and what I have to stand up for what's right. And I can believe that you're 100% wrong. I'm still going to respect you. I'm still going to show you a dignity and respect. That doesn't change. That's Elokei Ruchos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is sovel every person in this world. If he exists in this world, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to exist. Or him to exist, or they to exist. However they call themselves. Right? Or don't say he, whatever it is, they exist. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sovel there. And we're supposed to copy that. We're supposed to be domet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if someone exists, they're here in this world, so they have a reason, they have a purpose, and we respect them. But it doesn't mean I will change my opinion ki hu zeh. I still will stand up for what's right. I will still, sometimes I have to stand up against him and say, no, this is the way we have to do things. This is the way, this is our Mesorah, this is our tradition, this is how the Torah has guided us till now. The Torah doesn't change just because you feel differently. It's okay, you can feel how you want to feel. I'm not forcing you to feel any way. You want to, however you want to feel, you can feel. And I respect you and honor you, but I will not change my opinion or change the path that we have to walk on. And that's what a leader is. That's Ish Asher Ruach Bo. And that was the quality that Moshe saw in Yoshua. And that's the quality that any future leader in Jewish people must follow.
I will sing a nigga now. I think fitting with what the Revelation just said. words are from Tehillim, Perek Nun Aleph. It's a Lev Tahor Berali, Lev Tahor Berali, Ruach Nachon, Elokim, Ruach Nachon Chadish Bekirbi. Ruach Nachon, a proper Ruach. That's good to sing. So maybe you guys know the slow one, there's a faster one, but if you don't know the Nigin, if you don't know the word, just listen a couple of times, pick it up, it gets very Gishma. Goes like this. I live to hor birali, birali elayke, viruach nachai, I chadesh bekirbi. I live to hor birali, birali elayke, viruach nachai. I live to our Biravali, Biravali Elokim, Biruach Nachai, I Chadesh Bekirbi, I live to our Biravali, Biravali Elokim, Biruach Nachai, I Chadesh Bekirbi.
Set to enter Eretz Yisrael to check out the land. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes and changes Yehoshua's name from Hoshea to Yehoshua. Gives him an extra letter Yud. The Ashritzer Gaon says that there is a medrash, that there was a letter Yud in Shemayim that was complaining and said, I used to be in the very in the chashuv name of Sarah when she was Sarai, and you took me from Sarai's name, and now I don't have a tafkid. And Hashem said, don't worry, you were at the end of a name, you're going to be at the beginning of a name. You're at the end of a woman's name, you're beginning of a man's name. My nafkamina, who cares? Beginning, end, man, woman. The Gemara Menachos, Daf Chaf Tes says, Ki v'kah Hashem sur olamim. That with the letter Yud and the letter Hey, Hashem created two worlds. With the letter Hey, Hashem created Olam Haza. And with the letter Yud, Hashem created Olam Haba. And there's a very fundamental difference between Olam Haza and Olam Haba. In Olam Haza, we have the Bechina of a Holich. We're able to walk, we're able to grow. Unfortunately, with the ability to grow, you also have the ability to fall. So on the one hand, man has the power, as the Maharal says, to be even greater than a Malach. On the other hand, we can stoop so low to be worse. Adam of Behema, sometimes we're even worse than the Behema, it's in the schus of the Behema, of Shia Hashem. Whereas in the world to come, a Malach is the Bechina of an Omid, of one who is static, who's stuck in place. You say, Miha Holchem bin Ha'omdim Ha'ila. Once you get to the world of truth, where you are, that's where you are. You can't do any more Maisim Tovim to change. Moshe Rabbeinu was very concerned that entering Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, we know, is the holiest place in the world. There's potential for so much growth. Where at the same time, when you have the potential for tremendous growth, you also have the potential to, unfortunately, to fall tremendously. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to ensure that Yehoshua would not fall. Kalev, it says, went to Davin on Kivrei Avos. He went to Maras Machpelah and Hebron. He davened for the Bechina of a mace, that he should be static. So when he entered Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't fall. Moshe goes and gives Yehoshua that letter Yud, the Yud of Olam Haba, in the beginning of his name, to hold him up, that he should remain on his Madriga and not fall. That same letter Yud, when it was at the end of Sarah's name, and she was Sarai, the Yud of Olam Haba held her back, she couldn't have any children. Hashem took away that Yud of Olam Haba and gave her a Hey of Olam Haza, which gave her the ability to then go and to have children. What's interesting, we don't know so much about Yehoshua. There's called a crazy midrashim I'm not going to say now because I haven't verified them yet. But one thing we do know, the Ramban says this, it's brought down the Yalkut Shimoni, he was no Latlan. He wasn't the biggest Talmud Chacham out there. He wasn't the greatest Jew out there. The Ramban says the Meraglim are listed in order of importance, and Yehoshua is listed, I think, number 5 or 6. There were Jews who were greater than him. But he had a certain quality. You know, he didn't chop Torah in the most unbelievable way. But he had another quality, which was the quality of dedication to his Rebbe, to a Rebbe. And he decided at a certain point in his life that my existence depends on me gadol shimusha yoter milimuda, being mishamesh the Torah. Just being around to be there for my Rebbe. It says that Yehoshua would go and lay a cushion on the benches where Moshe Rabbeinu sat and taught Torah. He was his shamish. He took care of Moshe Rabbeinu's needs. So it was mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to receive the Torah in Har Sinai for 40 days. During that time there was a Chid HaEgel. And we find that Aaron was at the Chid HaEgel, was involved over there, and the Zkenim were involved. And Rashi says, Yehoshua, where was Yehoshua? There's no mention of Yehoshua at all during the Chinam Raga. Rashi points out that he was still chilling on the mountain. He went up as far as he could with his Rebbe. His Rebbe said, listen, Yehoshua, here you have to stop. You would have thought, okay, everybody else went back down. So Yehoshua waited over there for 40 days. I'm going to go with my Rebbe as far as I can. If I can't go any further, I'm going to wait right here until he comes back. That was the dedication that Yehoshua had, and that was one of the tremendous chesed. Why? He was Zocha at the end to be the receiver of the tradition of the Torah to continue passing it over. when you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's very important, if you want to have growth, to find that Rebbe that you can connect to. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the Rebbe that you sat in his Gemara share. It's the Shimush. It's that Rebbe that you look at and you say, wow, look at the way my Rebbe talks to his children. Look at the way that he talks to his Talmidim. Look at the way he respects his wife. Look at how he davens. Look at how he walks. Look at how he talks. Look how he plays ball. Whatever it is, that Shimush, you say, I want to be like that. And you go and you cling to that person. And you try to spend time with them and to learn from them. And sometimes you learn a lot more from your Rebbe, even outside the Beis Medrash, than inside. Yehoshua wasn't the best Talmud in the Shir, but he was the most dedicated. He was the first one there every day. He was the last one to leave. And it was that schus, because of that dedication that he had to his Rebbe, that he was zocha to be the next leader of Klal Yisrael and to lead them into Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. Skill that refutes and ocean can just speak. That's nuts. But I got back from yeshiva today. I said, "How's your day?" And I mean, Baruch Hashem and not Baruch Hashem. She's not holding in sports. But you know that feeling when like you go through like a long off season and like you finally get back to the first day and like. You know, like you're a Met fan, and like, wow, they're 1-0, like, Baruch Hashem. They could even be like 8-1, and you're like, shh, wow, that's amazing. You're not feeling when, like, you're back with, like, your chevra, and, like, you're like, wow, I miss this. I said to my wife, like, just being in a chevra, like, family's awesome and all stuff, it's beautiful. There's nothing like being with chevra and yeshiva, looking to grow. It's funny, but you realize in a couple of years, like, it's mamish, a real thing. And also, a lot of you guys were just in chutzart, so I figured you should probably get off the ground a little bit, shake off the dust over there, you know? So that was that kavana. But, when it comes to speaking about Yeshua ben Nun, I'm just like, I'm just speaking about like Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know what to say. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu's guy who took over, like, there's so much, like, it's hard. But, so, trying to mix a little bit of what Revolution said, a little bit of what Rav Fuchs said. So if you look in the first parak of Sefer Yeshua itself, there's, I think, 18 psukim. The most common words that you see, it says four times at least, or maybe five times, it says that Hashem says to Yeshua, Rak chazak yematz. Only chazik yourself and strengthen yourself. And then again, two psukim, Rak chazak yematz. And then again, Rak chazak yematz. And Rak chazak yematz. And even where in the parshiyos that Yeshua is taking over, Moshe tells Hashem, just be mechazikim. Rak chazak yematz. The aim of Yeshua is always to be mechazik, to be strong in what he's doing. If you look, just a quarter outside, Rashi says, chazak yematz. What does it mean to chazak yematz? It says, be mechazik yourself in Torah. It's that your job is to teach Torah. The Nachlas Yeshua, Perish also says, that in order if you want to be mechazik your guf, to go and fight the Muhammad. Right, to go and fight the Muhammad to take over Eretz Yisrael. You want to mechazik your guf and be strong like a warrior? The only way you can mechazik your guf is what? If you mechazik yourself in Torah. Is that part of Yeshua being a leader and taking us into Eretz Yisrael is the chizik is that what? He has to be mechazik himself in Limud HaTorah. The Gra even says, in Pasuk Ches, says, Tatzliach, Az Tatzliach Tarkecha. What did the Gra say? Why are you going to be matzliach? How are you going to have success? Bavur HaTorah. Because the Torah you learn. So coming into Eretz Yisrael, how are you going to be successful? It's only with the Limud HaTorah that you have. It's even a remez that we say, Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shema. Right? So the Zohar says, coming from Lag Omer, gotta get ready, says there's a concept called Kuchbrichu v'raisav Yisrael chadu. That Hashem, the Torah, and Klai Yisrael are one. So Svarim bring down that what happens when a Jew is osik in Torah, that's your dveikus b'Hashem. That means you're mamish one with Hashem. So when you're one with Hashem, Hashem fights your wars for you. So you know there's everything. We need everything in Eretz Yisrael. But a person has to know also in Eretz Yisrael is that you have to know that we're also fighting a war here. It's not just that there's an army out there fighting for us and they're like, you know, we get to sit back here also. We have to realize that we're also part of this war. So Hashem ish melchama, Hashem shemo, is gematria exactly Eretz Yisrael. Is that what you fight with Hashem v'Hashem? What's Hashem v'Hashem? Hashem v'Hashem is the Torah. That's what Hashem is. Like all the Svarim say, that every single os in the Torah is Hashem v'Hashem. First, let's know that you want to be mechazik yourself in your guf. You want to be mechazik the army. You want to give over to the army like the best we can to mechazik themselves. Especially on the borders, if anyone knows what's going on now in Gaza and the world news around us, that the what you can give to them is sitting in the base measure and learning Lishma. Realizing that the army didn't have a Bein Hazmana. They didn't have time to just go take off and, you know, sit on a beach in Miami. So that's the Nakuda of Yeshua ben Nun. Is that coming into Eretz Yisrael, part of it, what? Is that you're mechazik yourself in Limud HaTorah. If you look in the intro into Sefer Yeshua in this Tanakh, the intro it says that Hashem's job that he gave over to Yeshua ben Nun was to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael and give over the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. That what? That if you want Klal Yisrael to be matzliach in Eretz Yisrael, it's only going to be Ayidei Limud Torah. And if they forget the Torah, then I'm going to forget about them. And they're going to get rocked in Eretz Yisrael. But the question about Yeshua ben Nun is like Rav Fuchs was saying, why Yeshua ben Nun? He wasn't the, like Svarim bring down, or Tzadok HaKohen quotes this also, Yeshua was not the Talmud Chacham of the Chevra. He wasn't the biggest Lamdan, he wasn't the top guy in the Shir. So why Yeshua to give over, if you want to give over Torah and Eretz Yisrael, then pick someone else. Pick someone who's the top guy who can give it over. So listen to what the Kassavar says. Menachem Mendel of Kassav. He says, like we were just reading by the Nyanim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pasuk says, "V'lo shamu el Moshe." They didn't listen to the voice of Moshe. Why? Mikotzer ruach u'me'avoda kasha. Because of a kotzer ruach, we were like gasping for breath, and because the work was very hard. So listen to what he says so beautifully here. Vine, shimusho she Yeshua haya kol kach beratzon shalem ad shigiel lebichina kana hanizkalel. It says the shimush that Yeshua ben Nun gave over to Moshe Benu was mamish with the ratzon shalem. He was fully in when he was doing it. Sh'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, kach echas Yeshua ben Nun ish asher ruach bo, like Rav Loshin quoted for. That when ish asher ruach bo, that he has a ruach in him. So what does ish asher ruach bo mean? So he says, perush ratzon. It says, ruach is what ish asher ruach bo, the person has a ratzon inside of him. Shaya shimusho beratzon shalem. V'zeo sheperish Rashi, that's what Rashi says, Kedai hu Yehoshua lito schar shimusha. Ki haya shimusha beratzon shalem ad shegil b'chinas anizkalel. Because of the whole mitzvah of Yeshua, everything he did was with the ratzon. Zeush Amar Shlomo Notzer Teina Ki Notzer Heim Osios Ratzon. And he says, going back to Mikotzer Ruach, Me'avod Kasha, Mikotzer Ruach wasn't that we were just longing for breath in Mitzrayim. Is that what? We didn't have the ratzon to hear Moshe Rabbeinu. So the nekuda of why choose Yoshua ben Nun over everyone else? You know why? Isha Sher Ruach Bo. Because everything he did was with a ratzon. He was on fire to do everything. Ritzalakon Blind quotes, why was Yeshua chosen to be the Shemesh? You know why? It says, because every day after all the Chevra would leave the Beis Medrash, Yeshua would wait after and clean up all the Sfarim. That what? That there should be a ratzon there that everyone should come in and learning on fire. He would want be the one to clean up, stay after everyone else. Why? Because like it says about Yeshua, he never left the Ohel. Why didn't he leave the Ohel? Because he had such a ratzon just to get more, like Fuchs was saying. Why didn't he leave Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is, like the Zohar says, Moshe dar ratzon. Why? Because Moshe is gematria ratzon. Wherever a ratzon is, that's where Yeshua ben Nun made himself shaykh to. His whole metzias. Why was he chosen if he's not the top guy? Right? If you guys aren't the top guys in yeshiva, if you're not the ones giving the greatest svaras, then what's your inyan? Yeshua ben Nun comes to mechazek all of us to remind us that what? It doesn't matter if you're the top guy or not. What's your ratzon? Is your ratzon to be a top guy and be the guy who, you know, soars above everyone else? Or is your ratzon to be a fiery Jew who brings a nachas ruach to Hashem? Because that's the person that Hashem is choosing. You know, you could have a lot of madrigos, but if you're missing the nekuda that you're not on a team Hashem, then you're missing everything. Right? You could have like the best player in the league who's playing on the worst team, so what happens? At the end of his career, he didn't win any championships, so he's not worth anything. The whole nekuda is, what are you? Are you in it for the team? Are you in it to have a ratzon to bring a nachas ruach to the Borei Olam? And that's what the Nekudah of Yeshua Nun is about. That what Isha Sheruach Bo, that he had a ratzon for it. Rav Weinberger at the Hilula for the Eish Kodesh a couple years ago, he quoted, I think, from the Kotzker, which a lot of you guys were at his kever. He says, what's the Kavana? Also today we have to always remember, it was the Yurtzah of Divrei Chaim today. So Divrei Chaim, there's a Mais, I can't remember what it is, but Divrei Chaim, Chaim itself, Yushach Tenyanim of Mechaim Isim. So if Weinberger quoted from the Kotzker, he says that when we say, what's the Kavana when we say every day? Says, you think the Kavana is for what? For the dead people, right? Kotzker says, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the walking dead people, the live dead people. However, one of the sweetest parts about being in the yeshiva is that over Bein Hazmanim, you associate with a lot of different people. One of the things I said to my wife, which I was so excited just to get back here, was that so many people have no ratzon anymore. It's like, oh, I have emunah, bang, I press the button. I learned for 2 years in yeshiva, bang. I don't wear tzitz anymore, but I learned 2 years in yeshiva. And there's no ruach. There's no ratzon to have something. It's mamish sad to say, but it's like walking dead people. And I said, it's very hard for me to be around that, to be around people that don't know what a Shabbos is. Don't know what a Pesach Seder is. Don't know what a Shlishah Pesach is. Don't know what Tefillin is. But there's no Ratzon there. One of the sweetest things about being Yeshiva is there's a place where you fill up your Ratzon. That's why it's called like a Rubenstein Zeman Tana, a base Medrash. Why is it a base Medrash? Medrash is not from the Lashon of Dorish. It's a bias where what? You learn how to Dorish. You long for things. And that's what the Ikar Nekudah of Mechayim Esim is. They want to wake us up. The walking dead people. So there's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Let's finish with this. That the Pasuk says, Yikumun hikitsu v'ramnu shokhne afar. Right? The Pasuk is talking about the time of Tchias Mesim. Is that Yikumun is to get up, hikitsu, wake up, v'ramnu, and sing shokhne afar, those who are dwelling in the ground. Right? So Remes to Tchias Mesim. So if you take Chevra, Reb Nachman says in the Kutmaran, if you take the first letters of Yikumu is Yud, hakitsu is Hei, v'ramnu is Vav, shokhne is Shin, afar is Ayin. What do you get? Yud, Hey, Vav, Shin, Ayin is exactly Rosh Tevas Yeshua. Yakumu, Hakitsu, V'ranu, Shokh, Ne'afar. So what does it mean for us in our avoda? It's meaning what? To wake up. Hakitsu, wake up. You don't have so much to, the guys who are staying 1 year here. You have less than 3 months. Wake up. Push. One of the best things about being Zmanim is mechazik you sometimes to what not to be in life. Again, not saying our families are better, but a lot of people you experience out of the yeshiva world, you realize that, like, weren't you in yeshiva last year? What happened? Chavra, this is where, you want to know how you're going to survive in the outer world? It's not going to be, saying, oh, chill now, and I'll figure it out there. It's now. Gather in that ruach. Eretz Yisrael, this is where it's at. Eretz Yisrael, starting to say Eretz. Why is it called, you don't hear it called the different places, Eretz America, Eretz this, it's always Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Eretz is a lashon of Ratz, Ratzon. That the place here is what? A place of Ratzon. The Rosh, the Indian of Rosh, Shaykh to places called Ratzon. That's why Yisrael is also just Li Rosh. Also, to be an Ish Yisrael, like Rosh was saying. So what? It means you have a Ruach. It means you have a Ratzon to you. So he said before that the most common word that's said in the beginning of Yeshua is Rak Chazak V'Yematz. Rak Chazak V'Yematz. Mechazik, Mechazik, Mechazik. So also in him, we say Yeshua Shaykh to Tchiyas HaMesim. So you take the matchup of Rak Chazak V'Yematz is 552, is Gematria Mechaya Mesim. Now what's the Nakuda? What does it mean Rak Chazak V'Yematz? What? To wake yourself up with a Ratzon Chevra. Don't be a dead person. Don't be a walking dead person. Have a fire in you. The learning should be with fire. The tefillah should be with fire. Everything you do, the chesed should be with fire. Whatever it is, even if you're in the cafeteria, you say a brach with fire. Asher Yatzar, with fire. And that's what you get from Yeshua ben Nun. That's the chizuk we can take from Yeshua ben Nun. Is that he wasn't the top guy. But he was the guy who had the biggest ratzon for it. And he got it done. And that's why if you take the Rashi Tevos of Rak, Chazak, Ve'ematz, Reish, Ches, Vav, mix it up, what do you get? Get Ruach. That was included. Chazak Yematz with what? With Ratzon. Hashem doesn't want dead people. He doesn't want walking dead people. However, he wants our Ratzon. Like it says, what does Hashem want? Rachman Aliba Bai. He wants our Lev. He wants that fire. He wants to see that you want it. And however, that's the Nekuda now. Happens to be an awesome. Mechai Mason is Gemach Shimon Ben Yochai. It's coming to Lag Ba'omer with the fire of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So it's a time to Mechazik yourself now. However, it's a very exciting time in Eretz Yisrael now. The whole world's focused on Eretz Yisrael now. Whether it's the media looking for bad, or whether it's us looking for good. At Pesach, Lila Regel, Lag Ba'omer, it's the biggest gathering in all of Eretz Yisrael. So chavrei, we should mechazik ourselves to try to be mizdabik to the Ratzon, mizdabik yourself in Tefillah and Torah, mizdabik to our Rebbeim, like Rav Yehuda was saying, and like Rav Oshim was saying, mizdabik to the right derech, to find our derech, and mechazik ourselves, the schus yagen le Yeshua ben Nun, schus yagen leinu, zecho that day, v'mashiach tzidkenu, v'mehir amenu, amen. Shkaya, chavrei.
Shkaya, everybody. This is the